Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sacked! And there it is! A record that has stood nearly a quarter of a century has a new leader as 30-year-old Myles Garrett records his NFL record 23rd sack of the year.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
CBS, courtesy of the call, Myles Garrett sets the all-time single-season sack record with a sack of Joe Burrow with 5 minutes to play as the Browns come from behind. An Andre Schmidt game-winning field goal as time expires as the Browns send Cincinnati into the offseason with a defeat. We'll get into Zach Taylor in a second, but just want to give Myles Garrett his just due. Now, it took an extra game, obviously, than like Michael Strahan needed or, you know, LT needed when he had 20, J.J. Watt when he had a couple 20-sack seasons, but it doesn't take away from the unbelievable achievement from Myles Garrett, who is a future first-ballot Hall of Fame player and one of the best defensive players of all time. Period. Full stop. One of the greatest defensive players of all time, whether he had broken the sack record or not. And I thought it was just interesting, just from a human level. I love when we get this level of insight, just into like into humans in general, but into like great athletes or like act whatever, people in the public eye. When he's asked about it, and he said, I actually had a dream that I didn't break the record, and I wanted to make sure it didn't happen. Because I think just in general, human beings kind of look at people in the public eye like a Myles Garrett and probably just like, yeah, like he knows he's going to break it, right? But, and I'm not doing the, you'd be like, oh, athletes, they're just like us, but they are. They're human beings, right? Where he's probably like racked with anxiety over that. And look, it's not the type of anxiety that like I used to feel when I made no money. Am I going to be able to pay my rent this month? It's not that. But I mean, he's probably really anxious about it and like didn't know if it was going to happen. And it took until the final couple minutes of the game in the final game of the season before he broke it. Now, did Joe Burrow go down a little easy there? Probably a little. I don't think this is like a Brett Favre, Michael Strahan situation. This is probably Burrow just like, hey, like, it's the last game of the year. We suck. I don't want to get hit. So I don't think Burrow like gifted it to him the way Favre did to Strahan. He did go down a little easy. He's probably going down anyway, with Myles Garrett was basically right there. So congratulations to the great Myles Garrett on breaking the sack record. And after the game, which the Bengals lost to Shedeur Sanders, the fired Kevin Stefanski, and the Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals star receiver Ja'Marr Chase had this to say about what happened in the wake of Garrett breaking the sack record.
I never knew you could let the whole team get on your field. That's like That's like me catching my 10th pass and the whole team running on the field. We're going to get flagged. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? But congrats to him and everything. But, you know, they got to call a flag on that play.
All right. So, Ja'Marr Chase, you know, great player. Maybe the best receiver in the NFL. My advice to Ja'Marr Chase would be say less moving forward and do less moving forward, unless it's catching touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase this year spit at Jalen Ramsey and earned a suspension for doing so and lied about spitting when it was on video. Like it was 2025 at the time, like there's going to be no video of you doing this. And then goes after the game like the Browns should have been flagged because they celebrated Myles Garrett breaking this. Are you serious, dude? Stop it. So you have Ja'Marr Chase and all of the nonsense, and he is not a good player. He's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. He's a great player, but you have that. You have Joe Burrow, who, like, I gotta tell you, I've had long hair at points in my life, medium length hair. It's a pain in the ass when it gets in your eyes. Like, Joe Burrow needs to get a haircut. He's brushing his hair away from his eyes like he's on like Dawson's Creek every 10 seconds during his post-game press guy. It's like, it's enough, Joe. Joe Burrow is miserable with what's happening in Cincinnati. Don't believe me? Just ask him. He'd love to tell you. Whether you have a microphone, a camera, or not, he'll tell you how miserable he's been. So you have the two premier players on the team. Burrow's unhappy. Chase is clearly unhappy. And the Cincinnati Bengals are just going to run it back with Zach Taylor. Yeah, he's coming back. They want continuity. They want to bring back, you know, director of player personnel, Duke Tobin. They're going to bring back this whole front office that royally screwed things up with Trey Hendrickson, that has swung and missed at multiple early round pass rushers in the draft. They have no juice rushing the passer. Miles Murphy, Shamar Stewart, where the hell have they been? Like, great, you drafted Joe Burrow first overall. I could have done that. After what Joe Burrow won the Heisman and the national championship at LSU. I want to know why Zach Taylor's coming back and what the justification for it is. Think about what we said about John Harbaugh. Unforgivable in Lamar Jackson's prime to miss the postseason. The Bengals have missed the playoffs 3 years in a row. And you might say, well, Joe Burrow's been hurt. Well, he wasn't hurt last year. They missed the playoffs. And like, I will keep saying, if you're that good of a coach, like, you should be able to figure it out. He's not. He's not. In order for Zach Taylor, and Burrow almost carried him to a Super Bowl. In order for Zach Taylor to win, everything's got to go right. And the first thing, obviously, on the list is Joe Burrow's got to be healthy. That's the first thing. And when he's not, they got no chance. That's who you want coaching this team? Through Joe Burrow's prime? Of course Joe Burrow's pissed. Of course Ja'Marr Chase is pissed. And they're just going to run it back. No problem. Everybody just comes back again. We'll see what they do on the defensive side of the ball this offseason, the Cincinnati Bengals. But I will direct everybody to what myself and Femi said on the old version of You Better You Bet back in August and throughout the whole summer, which was, we don't like the Bengals to make the playoffs this year. And that was before we knew Joe Burrow was going to have turf toe in week two against Jacksonville. Because the defense is no good. And we saw this play out last year. And now we saw it play out again. So I'll give you an early thought here, and it's way early, and I will reserve the right to change my mind. I don't think the Bengals will make it next year. I don't think they're going to make it. The same coaching staff, the same regime. This is like, I think people go too far when they say things like, this is Andrew Luck. I don't agree with that. The Bengals did almost win the Super Bowl. The Colts made it to an AFC championship game in the Deflategate game against New England and got absolutely annihilated in that game by LeGarrette Blount and the Patriots. This is not that. But we are like inching closer to the Bengals absolutely blowing it for Joe Burrow in his prime. You cannot have this. I cannot believe that this is the decision made by Cincinnati to bring back this coaching staff and the general and the front office. Although given the source and given the owner, and given the family, and given how cheap they are, I guess it really shouldn't be that big of a surprise. You better you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos here with you, Westwood One Sports. You can follow me on all social platforms at The Costos. So the Bengals announce Zach Taylor's coming back. We also got news of a couple of retentions yesterday following the conclusion of their team's game in Week 18. The Indianapolis Colts announced, and Callie Gordon-Ursay, the late Jim Irsay's daughter, will address the media this week, that the Colts will retain head coach Shane Steichen and general manager Chris Ballard. This despite the Colts racing out to a 7-1 record and then an 8-2 record and literally losing every game down the stretch of the season to finish below 500 at 8-9 and having traded their next two first-round picks to the Jets to acquire Sauce Gardner, who barely played after they acquired him. Unlike the Zach Taylor retention from Cincinnati, I don't mind this one. Now, I don't think Chris Ballard's a great general manager. I do not think that. The Colts have not won a division in all the years that he's been in charge. I said in the moment that I didn't like the Sauce Gardner trade, trading that many assets. Like, they gave up, like what the Packers gave up for Micah Parsons, and Sauce Gardner plays corner, and Micah Parsons is an edge rusher, and those positions are not the same. And Micah Parsons, like, might be Myles Garrett. Sauce Gardner is not Darrell Revis. You can't make that trade. But we have to be truthful and honest here, right? Even if I don't think Ballard is a great general manager, the Colts got massively unlucky with basically everything that transpired after that trade. And I'm not making excuses for him. It's not an excuse. What I'm saying is a fact. You go all in and you make this move for Sauce Gardner so you can have this defense, right? With DeForest Buckner, who's lost for the season ultimately, right? In the middle of the defensive line. With the three corners of Charvarius Ward, who's now contemplating retirement. That report came out this morning. All the concussions. And Kenny Moore in the slot. And Sauce Gardner at the other cornerback position. With Daniel Jones at quarterback, who had been magnificent. And Shane Steichen calling the plays. Sauce gets hurt. Daniel Jones, not figuratively, literally breaks his leg. Literally breaks his leg. And then is compensating for that broken leg and tears his Achilles. And here comes Phillip Rivers. And that whole deal, which was entertaining, but like, is insane that it actually, it feels like a fee. This feels like I think about 2020, like COVID. Did this actually happen? That's how I'm going to look back at Phillip Rivers. Like, did this actually happen? 44-year-old Phillip Rivers playing quarterback for the Colts? The offensive line's not healthy. And here we go. Colts end the season on a huge losing streak. It was a calculated risk. I didn't like it. But it was a calculated risk. You could see the upside potentially, even if I didn't like it. And it's not their fault that Sauce got hurt. And it's certainly not their fault that Daniel Jones blew out his Achilles. The other thing to consider here is that Shane Steichen, and I've got some issues with Shane Steichen decision-making in big games. We can look at Week 2 against the Broncos, playing for a 60-yard field goal, got bailed out on a leverage call. How he handled the fourth quarter in overtime at Arrowhead against the Chiefs. Week 18 in his first year against the Houston Texans with Tyrell Goodson getting a pass at the end of the game instead of Jonathan Taylor from Gardner Minshew. Shane Steichen is a really good coach. And he is a great offensive play caller. And think about like the crop of head coaching candidates this cycle. There's no Ben Johnson here. Like Kevin Stefanski gets fired. Stefanski's awesome. Like, you don't think Shane Steichen would get another job like immediately if he got dismissed, given how organizations are dying to hire young, innovative offensive play callers? If Steichen hit the market, he'd get another job immediately. So if you're not going to fire Steichen, and I don't think they should, can you really fire the GM and hire a new GM to work with the coach he didn't hire? So I don't love Ballard, but I understand this move. The Colts, though, are going to be up against it this offseason. This will be the last thing on Indianapolis. They're going to be up against it this offseason in a big way. Because we are about to enter another offseason for Indy when, and think about this, right? If I asked you, the listener, you, the viewer, you can chime in on YouTube, Twitch, you can tweet us at YouBetterYouBet. Who's going to be the Colts starting quarterback week one, 2026? What's the answer? Like, it's probably not Daniel Jones coming off the Achilles. And if it's not Daniel Jones, who is it? Is it Riley Leonard, who was really good yesterday in his starting debut, to be fair, and that's like a credit to Steichen, right? Against the Houston Texans. Is it Anthony Richardson? Is it somebody else? It could be any of these options. Like, they're in the quarterback wilderness again, and it's unfortunate because it felt like they had their answer with Daniel Jones, and he gets hurt. Sucks for them. I don't know how we're going to really like them that much going into next year. In this division now, with the Titans entering year two with Cam Ward, the Jags year two with Liam Cohen, the Texans have made the playoffs all 3 years with D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud. I buried the Colts this past offseason. I won't make that mistake again with Shane Steichen. Got to find a way to bring back Alec Pierce, who was great yesterday. Got to figure out the quarterback position. It is a tough, tough break for the Indianapolis Colts that this went the way it did. I get it, bringing back Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last note here for this segment. Ryan Dunleavy, who covers the New York Football Giants for the New York Post, and Jordan Renan, who covers the Giants for ESPN. So this is everywhere now. And it's not unexpected. The Giants are going to retain general manager Joe Shane. The Giants just completed a 4-13 season. They are 22-45-1 in Joe Shane's four seasons in charge. If you've been listening to the show or watching the show, forget about past years. Forget about past months. Forget about past weeks, plural. In the last week or two, you've been checking out the show. Thank you very much to all our new listeners and viewers and old listeners and viewers alike. You already know how I feel about this. It is an unbelievable mistake to allow this guy to stay when he has overseen three consecutive, absolutely miserable seasons. Like, this is not like the United States of America. This is not capitalism, where, you know, it's not a meritocracy, the Giants, where in order to keep your job, you know, you have to be good at it. It's like, if I came on the air and I suck year after year, you don't think I'm getting replaced? I'm out the door in 1 second. Joe Shane, no problem. Picking the top five again, you're coming back. Imagine. Imagine a world where this happens. Because the Giants like the young core he's built. Wow. What a great job. Like, I'm being sincere here. And I won't even say me. I'll say you, the listener or the viewer. You're a big sports fan, right? Could you have drafted Abdul Carter third overall? Could you have drafted Malik Nabers sixth overall? Could you have done that? Could you have, like the Brian Burns trade, like, he spent, like, $100,000 on a new Mercedes. Great, you got the Mercedes. Also, you paid for it. Get to him a huge contract and draft compensation. Kayvon Thibodeau looks like a dud. He's not terrible, but hasn't fulfilled his potential. Evan Neal can't even get on the field. We're going to, like, you give him credit for this? I'm being serious. He gets credit for this? I don't have any emotion left to spend on this for the Giants. I don't have the energy to rant and rave about this anymore. My thoughts are out there. They're well known. I am going to choose, and maybe this is 2026, new year, new me. Probably not. But we'll go with it because it's only January 5th. I'm going to choose to be optimistic. And I will look at the Chicago Bears. I think Ryan Poles, and I'm on record saying this over the course of years, plural, Ryan Poles is a terrible general manager. Terrible. Terrible. But they got the right coach. And I like Jackson Dart. I'm not saying Jackson Dart's Caleb Williams, but I like Jackson Dart. I actually like Jackson Dart a lot. And I like his on-field ability, and I love what he says off. Like, I love that he went up to the podium yesterday, even if I wanted the Giants to lose to get the second pick in the draft. The fact that he goes, this is not acceptable. This is not an option moving forward. I love that from Jackson Dart. If they can make the right hire at head coach, why can't they turn it around next year? I'm being serious. This is not the setup to a joke. Why can't they turn it around? Do I have confidence they'll get it right? Not really. That give me Kevin Stefanski and I'll be a happy camper. I will come on the air if the Giants hire Stefanski and say, Joe Shane, good job. I'll say that, and I never say that, and I will. So I will choose to be optimistic in the face of this, even while acknowledging I think it is absolutely the wrong decision made by Giants ownership to bring back GM Joe Shane. On the other side, we will talk the NFC playoff picture. Seattle's win on Saturday night to claim home field over the San Francisco 49ers. And I will give you, dear listener and dear viewer, the two NFC teams that were the biggest winners as a result of what happened this weekend. Neither is the Seattle Seahawks. And that's coming up next, You Better You Bet, on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.